This is A Course in Miracles. It is your path of enlightenment. It is your journey without distance in the space of an instant of reality. This is a required course. Only the time you take it is voluntary. Free will does not mean that you can establish the curriculum. It means only that you can elect what you want to take at a given time. This course does not aim at teaching the meaning of love, for that is beyond what can be taught. It does aim, however, at removing the blocks to the awareness of love's presence, which is your natural inheritance. The opposite of love is fear, but what is all-encompassing can have no opposite. Nothing real can be threatened. Nothing unreal exists. Herein lies the peace of God. The purpose of this workbook is to train your mind in a systematic way to a different perception of everyone and everything in the world. It is doing these exercises that will make the goal of this course possible. An untrained mind can accomplish nothing. Transfer of training in true perception does not proceed as does transfer of the training of the world. If true perception has been achieved in connection with any person, situation, or event, total transfer to everyone and everything is certain. Remember that one exception held apart from true perception makes its accomplishments anywhere impossible. The very nature of true perception is that it has no limits. It is the opposite of the way that you see now. Maybe I'll sing a little something. Pack up all my cares and woes. Here I go, singing low. Bye, bye, blackbird. Where somebody waits for me, sugar sweet, so is she. Bye, bye, blackbird. No, no one here can love and understand me. No, what hard luck stories they all hand me. Boom, 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 boom. Make my bed and light the light. I'll be home late tonight. Blackbird, bye, bye. And I said, blackbird, bye. We're glad you joined us today for this continuing process of the change of your mind in regard to what you thought you were, which was a lot of sickness and pain and death and loss, to the discovery that there's a systematic manner in which you can come to know who you are. And that manner will not be the applications of your old conceptual idea about yourself. They're going to be what? Say to me, brand new. Brand new. I wonder what brand new means, asks the conceptual mind. Brand new means a sudden inspiration or an idea that wasn't contained in your old reference. The basis of this Course in Miracles is to train your mind in a systematic way to a continuing realization of a brand new you. Now, you've walked into this presence, haven't you? You've come into this time and place, and you've decided somewhere within the arrangements of your own mind to allow for the possibility of what? Say brand new me to me. Will you try that with me? Huh? Say to me, I've decided at this time and place that I'm sick and tired of all the things that the world has told me that I am. I'm tired of being me. I'm tired of having to prove to this world who I am. I'm sick and tired of having to exist within an arrangement of form of an apparent reality where everywhere I look, I have to defend the nature of what I am being told I am by this world. This course, this teaching from my Savior, Jesus Christ, the Savior of this world, is saying to you very simply that with you at this moment, present with you, is the entirety of your recognition of yourself, which we call the Christ. That Christ now, next to you, in the bright light of the offering that I'm giving you in your new reality, in your willingness to entertain within your conceptual self a complete variant alternative to what you thought you were in this time and place. Say to me, it's a miracle. Yes, you see that? Do you see what the vision of your new self is beginning to show you? These are the lessons of the 150s and the 160s in this workbook of A Course in Miracles. And it says very simply that all around you, in a shining realization of the forgiveness that is going to show you who you really are in the combat that appears to be necessary for you to retain that little weak, dark self that represents you, is an offering from the universe of the certainty that this dark form of light, which you call human existence, is actually over and gone and does not exist. You have come into this time and place and decided with me to recognize in a moment of reassociation with each other the truth of who we are singularly in the mind of God. That we are singularly a realization of eternal life. That we can come together at this moment and understand that the conceptual world that we were dreaming, a dream of what? Of death and loneliness and loss, a dream that somehow, as you are looking now at your own arrangement with yourself, that you could have lost the things that you love. An idea that somehow you had to exist within this parameter of death form, a nitrogen cloud that surrounds you and keeps you from seeing the light that was just exposed to you at that moment. And suddenly the references of Jesus in the necessity for you to be born again take on a brand new meaning, don't they? What do we attest to in the Testament? It's necessary for you to have this experience of His Christhood in the recognition of what? Your own. And in your recognition would be included the recognition of Him or the recognition of any teacher who is willing to offer you through his own determination that there is an alternative, the Christ mind that we actually share in all of reality. Now, the step that we're going to take today is one that says now, at this time, in this place, we are going to be one with our source, and that you have chosen this time and this place within your cycle of time to decide enough of my temporal existence. I have been repeating over and over the necessity to defend this continuum in the belief that the problem of my existence could be solved here. The realization that it can't be has allowed me to ask for an alternative in the faith and truth of love that I'm no longer going to defend myself, but I'm instead going to recognize that it was myself that I was attacking. I'm going to take the step with Jesus that says to me, I have a requirement to love my enemy. At the time I decide to love him, I may not know with certainty that he's a product of my own mind. I may not know with certainty that he is in fact me, but if I can practice the idea of forgiveness, I can begin to feel the joy of not having to rage against my own objective projections. And it's going to include a very important idea, okay, that I'm going to remind you of that occurred in lesson 163. And that's my certainty that I'm offering to you and that you're going to accept at this time and place, that there is no death. Say to me, there is no death. Yes. Yeah. It's not the idea that you do not believe in your temporal association that you can die. Certainly you do. And you act out the part that you've been assigned here to die. But the simple truth of the matter, and I'm offering it to you from a discovery that I made in my own mind through a process of death that discovered, as many of you are, that when you're dead, you're simply here alive again. And finally, you decide, I won't die. Instead, I'll be free of the idea of dying. We're going to go back just for a minute and take a look at 163. Remember, it said there is no death. What? The Son of God is free. Then we'll continue on to the idea that the presence of God is here with us now. Listen. Death is a thought, and it takes many forms, often unrecognized. It may appear as sadness or fear or anxiety or doubt or anger or faithlessness, a lack of trust, a concern for bodies, envy, and all forms in which the wish to be as you are not may come to tempt you. All such thoughts are but reflections of the worshiping of death as Savior and as a giver of release. What is it? The embodiment of fear, the host of sin, the God of the guilty, and the Lord of all illusions and deceptions. Does the thought of death seem mighty? For it seems to hold all living things within its withered hand, all hopes and wishes in its blighting grasp, all goals perceived but in its sightless eyes. The frail, the helpless, and the sick bow down before its image, thinking it alone is real, inevitable, worthy of their trust, for it alone will surely come. Now listen, it is impossible to worship death in any form and still select a few you would not cherish and would yet avoid while still believing in the rest. Why? Death is total. Either all things die or else they live and cannot die. No compromise is possible, for here again we see an obvious position which we must accept if we be sane. What contradicts one thought entirely cannot be true unless its opposite is proven false. Death worshippers may be afraid, and yet can thoughts like these be fearful? If they saw that it is only this which they believe, they would instantly be released. And you will show them this today. Are you listening? There is no death, and we renounce it now in every form, for their salvation and our own as well. Why? God made not death. Whatever form it takes must therefore be illusion. This is the stand we take today, and it is given us to look past death and see the life beyond. Now what are you going to do? I've taken death away from you. This from my Savior and the Savior of this world, Jesus Christ of Nazareth. If you believe me, you'll never die. I have come into your presence at this time and place to show you that your idea of who you are and where you came from, the idea that your father is an earthling, the idea that you have to worship all of the rituals that were presented in your testament of religious sacrifice, the idea that somehow you had to worship a fearful God, that you had to say, I'm going to seek revenge through my father who is seeking revenge against your father. Instead of simply recognizing in his message of truth and love the message that I'm offering you now, the certainty that we share what? A single source of reality. Our source of reality is a whole eternal life-giving extension of reality that has no opposite. The idea that you would entertain, the idea of conflict, the idea of loss, was an occurrence that lasted but a moment. And as our Savior, who is present with us now, tells us, this is the time and place where you have decided to what? Relinquish the idea of death. Hey, do you remember what we just read? Death is an idea that takes many forms. What you were shown then is virtually every emotion that you as a human being are determined to express in order to retain the existent modality that you think is you. And it's not true. All of your ideas of existence in your self-identity are what death is. So you've come this far, haven't you? Have you? Are you watching this video? Does it occur to you that you are listening and perhaps even entertaining the idea that you can't die? It's not that you can't prove through that old existent body of yours that you can get old, that you can suffer, that you can pretend to have to sacrifice, that you can look around in the slaughterhouse and actually believe that this is where you're from, but you can't prove it. And certainly you can't prove it by dying, because in that moment of death will be the realization that you're exactly where you have always been. And you'll have to repeat that cycle again. And you're going to have to suffer. And you're going to have to say, no, I can look back at my old images. I can put them out into the future. I can begin to recognize a correspondence within my objective reality that will justify this space and time, but always in an old memory or always in a future reference. Now, we're getting ready to begin this lesson, aren't we? Because this lesson is going to say right at the outset that the only time there is now. Would you like to say that to me? Huh? The only time there is now. Say it. Yeah. There is not some other time. This is a moment that is not in time. Yeah, together. Okay. Time is over. Yes. The moment that you're about to accept within this organization of a communication of our minds is what? That this moment is going to be, do you want to hear this with me? Before time was, before you got here, and that includes your body form, before you were born, and after you're dead. Okay, are you ready for that? You've been in a continuity of the acceptances of ideas of the invention of time. Now, once the moment of invention is there, you had to sequence it because it was a moment in which you appeared to be separate from everything that is. And if you could be separate from everything it is, you would have to sequence it in an idea of continuing to represent yourself laterally in a definition of getting old and dying. Now you've come this far with me. This is your now. This is the time and place where you're going to recognize the totality of your source. When? Now? Where? Here. Let's listen together. What time but now can truth be recognized? The present is the only time there is. And so today, this instant, now, we come to look upon what is forever there, not in our sight, but in the eyes of Christ. He looks past time and sees eternity as represented there. He hears the sounds the senseless, busy world engenders, Yet he hears them faintly, for beyond them all he hears the song of heaven and the voice for God, more clear, more meaningful, more near. The world fades easily away before his sight. Its sounds grow dim. A melody from far beyond the world increasingly is more and more distinct, an ancient call to which he gives an ancient answer. You will recognize them both, for they are but your answer to your Father's call to you. Christ answers for you, echoing yourself, using your voice to give his glad consent, accepting your deliverance for you. How holy is your practicing today as Christ gives you his sight and hears for you and answers in your name the call that he hears. How quiet is the time you give to spend with him beyond the world. How easily are all your seeming sins forgot and all your sorrows unremembered. On this day is grief laid by for sights and sounds that come from nearer than the world are clear to you who will today accept the gifts that he gives. So the only time that there is now, wasn't that lovely? These are the readings of the workbook lessons of A Course in Miracles. And many more millions of us now are discovering in these simple words of love and dedication to forgiveness the mind and heart of our Savior, Jesus Christ, who says so very simply in the New Testament that if you will forgive me, you will enter the kingdom with me. He is reminding us here and now of the presence of his Christhood. This lesson that we're doing right now, 164, says very simply that his Christhood is going to represent you until you assume your own. Is it possible for you to do that? How would it not be possible for you to do it? You are being told within your own dream of death that there is available to you at this time and in this place a complete alternative to the idea that you have about the continuity of sequential time that has condemned you to that body, hasn't it? Look at it with me. You thought that you were existing within an arrangement of self-identity that the world told you that you were based on an old ancient idea that you could have been separate from eternal life. Present with you right now, in this time and in this place, are continuing moments of alterations of ideas of old references and future possibilities, wherein the emergence of the bright light of your reality will be exposed. And in that moment, perhaps you're going to be frightened. Remember the lessons that we talked about from the New Testament, how very fearful the dark ones are of their own Christhood? How very fearful are you of the idea that there is no death? Did you look with me in lesson 163 how determined you are to represent your own necessity to get old and die? Is this a threat to you? Am I standing now with you in this time and place telling you death is impossible? Is this anything but a message that you have heard before? Is it anything but a message that you have been carrying with you since the beginning of time? A message of light and eternal love that you brought with you when you came into this dark place? The recognition that contained within you is a newfound capacity to represent the reality of the power of your own mind to determine the outcome that you want in this world. Remember Jesus saying to you, Son of Man, all power is given unto you in heaven and earth. There is nothing that you cannot at this moment decide that you want to do that will not be accomplished. It begins with the initial decision that you are making now. First in what? The renunciation of death. I'm not going to die anymore. Now, as frivolous as that might seem to you, it's true. In your declaration of it will be an increase in the power to recognize what? That you have come to a time and place where it will become clear to you that the reason that you cannot die is very simply because there is no world. Very simply, you brought this world with you when you came. You've been organizing it in your own mind, looking for the solution that you thought was out there, forgetting that the solution to love and understanding is contained within your own mind. That's the Christ in you. We're going to have to leave you here for just a moment. These segments in this mind training last generally for 30 minutes, and perhaps you're seeing this on television. We're going to come back, and we're going to continue with the idea that the presence that you are representing in this time and place are actually all the time and place that there is, and that you brought this power of love with you when you came. And you're going to lay down your old defenses of anger and murder and revenge and simply say, no, I am whole and perfect as I was created. God goes with me wherever I go because God is the mind with which I think. And God will be present with me now in this lesson from this Course in Miracles and reveal to me the truth that I really want, what I want. We'll see you in just a moment. God bless us, everyone. This is A Course in Miracles. It is your path of enlightenment. It is your journey without distance in the space of an instant of reality. We're glad that you're back with us now and have joined us in this mind training of A Course in Miracles, a systematic way of arriving at a new conclusion about what you are, holding it only for a moment, releasing it in the recognition that your source of reality is eternal life. It took a little practice, but it's becoming very successful. We're teaching lesson 164 that says the presence of God is here and now, not some other time. You've been so busy remembering some other time that you're getting old and dying for no reason whatsoever. I've come into your dream pattern now is what you must think is some old guy representing you in this time and space segment, and you believe that I'm actually occupying this body because you believe you're occupying your body, and you believe that we're all dedicated to existence and somehow we're going to have to be here and fight this futile battle of any reason why we should be in this dark alcove of nothingness for any reason whatsoever. Because the simple truth of the matter is there's no reason for you to be where you think you are because you're not there and it's not real. And this whole world was gone a long time ago in what? Your resurrection and then the recognition of the resurrection of our Savior Jesus. All of this Course in Miracles comes from his New Testament. Every line of it is set in the certainty that if you forgive the objective associations of this world, you will enter the kingdom. And if you hold on to the attack and defense mode by which you define yourself, you can never see heaven. See how simple the solution is now in this lesson? You no longer want to participate in the death ritual that guarantees the conceptual association. Where have you come? To the time and the place where you're going to see that as we look at each other now in the totality of our perspective of waking up from this dream, that we are beginning to share what? A dream of life. A dream of a place in space-time where we begin to recognize each other through the forgiveness and love that is expressed by the sharing of eternal life. Let's continue now with lesson 164 that says God is right here, all around us, at this time. And these next couple of paragraphs are going to be sort of meditative. And I want you just to kind of sink back for just a moment and listen as we read them together. And the experience that you're going to begin to have is what we want to show you can be shared by you on a continuing basis. Listen. There is a silence into which the world cannot intrude. There is an ancient peace you carry in your heart and have not lost. There is a sense of holiness in you the thought of sin has never touched. All this today you will remember. Faithfulness in practicing today will bring rewards so great and so completely different from all things you sought before that you will know that here your treasure is and here your rest. This is the day when vain imaginings part like a curtain to reveal what lies beyond them. Now is what is really there made visible, while all the shadows which appeared to hide it merely sink away. Now is the balance righted, and the scale of judgment left to him who judges truth. And in his judgment will a world unfold in perfect innocence before your eyes. Now will you see it with the eyes of Christ. Now is its transformation clear to you. Brother, this day is sacred to the world. Your vision, given you from far beyond all things within the world, looks back on them in a new light. And what you see becomes the healing and salvation of the world. The valuable and the valueless are both perceived and recognized for what they are. And what is worthy of your love receives your love, while nothing to be feared remains. Are you listening? We will not judge today. We will receive but what is given us from judgment made beyond the world. Our practicing today becomes our gift of thankfulness for our release from blindness and from misery. All that we see will but increase our joy because its holiness reflects our own. We stand forgiven in the sight of Christ with all the world forgiven in our own. We bless the world as we behold it in the light in which our Savior looks on us and offers it the freedom given us through his forgiving vision, not our own. We're back with you now, and we're going to begin to practice the idea that at this time and place, you're having an experience that transcends the world. That what began to happen to you as you listened to that meditative lesson, that it used the metaphor curtain. It said what? It's possible for you within your own mind to part the curtain of vain imaginings. Are you with me with this? Your conceptual idea of yourself is masked by your eyes into dark forms of reflected self-identity, okay? It's as though literally within your conceptual mind is an idea of falsity that represents the idolization of your conceptual self. Can you see this with me? You exist in a time and place where the reflections of the energy of light, the power of your mind, are reflected dimly within a mind that is determined not to use the contained power of his own Christhood to discover the truth that he can represent to this world, to in the discovery that he is the cause of this world within his own mind. Look with me at this. You, right there, as you represent yourself as a human being, are the cause of this world. No other cause there is. This from the teachings of my Savior Jesus and yours. What you see out there, what you behold, will be reflections of your own mind, and you're going to get the result of all the anger and fear and revenge that you feel are going to come back to you. The important thing for you to remember with me is there was nothing outside of you. That gave you some initial fear because you had to admit just for a moment that you were trapped somewhere in space-time and couldn't escape. This message very simply says to you, this is the time and place that you will and did escape. Can you see this with me? That light, the light that you were looking for, that is an entire reflection of your conceptual mind, is standing right next to you now, in a variant continuum of time. It's the same idea as for a moment you descended into the entirety of the moment that the entirety of space-time lasted. How very dark that was. So dark that it was impossible that it be retained. It immediately reassociated itself in the bright admission of your entirety. An implosion in eternity. That lasted but for that second. The light that I'm showing you that's in your own mind is a complete and whole demonstration of that in a reflection of your conceptual self, okay, in the dream you have of being separate, that in just a moment will disappear as this curtain of illusion is parted and you recognize in its entirety who you really are. Would you like for it to have me show you who you really are? Look at me. See? There. Is that a better reflection of you than you had before? I hope so. I hope so. I love you very much. Will you forgive me for offering you your own perfection? Wouldn't you rather what I'm telling you be true than this world of pain and death that is demonstrating to you what you're not? This message has come to you from out of time, from our Savior Jesus, and it's offering you the certainty that you are resurrected along with him, and that he intends to stay with you, representing your Christhood and our Christhood together until that moment, that instant moment in time when we awoke from this dream. Yes, now is the only time that there is. And now is the time when you did see it. And now is the time when you did leave this continuum. And just in that moment of leaving, you went, oh. And instead of being a moment of death that you had to repeat again, it became a moment of life, a transition, okay, that parted the veil that actually wasn't there at all. It was simply a reflection of your old determination to bring your past thoughts into the present so you could project them into the future and deny yourself access to the eternal life that's all around you. We better go back and complete this lesson all about how God is present with you now. What a glorious experience this is. How happy that at this time and place the images that you're viewing from your conceptual mind and the ones that you henceforth carry with you as you go out into the world are going to show you the new you that's emerging. Okay? And that God is actually with us now at this time and place. Listen. Now about the curtain. Open the curtain in your practicing by merely letting go all things you think you want. your trifling treasures put away, you leave a clean and open space within your mind where Christ can come and offer you the treasure of salvation. He has need of your most holy mind to save the world. Is not this purpose worthy to be yours? Is not Christ's vision worthy to be sought above the world's unsatisfying goals? Let not today slip by without the gifts it holds for you, receiving your consent and your acceptance. Listen, we can change the world if you acknowledge them. You may not see the value your acceptance gives the world, but this you surely want. You can exchange all suffering for joy this very day. Practice in earnest, and the gift is yours. Would God deceive you? Can His promises fail? Can you withhold so little when His hand holds out complete salvation to His Son? The joy that many of you are beginning to feel with this lesson is very simply the recognition of revelation. The idea that within your own mind, in this world, there has always been a complete offering of a maturity of time that you had intended to extend over a very long distance in your search for the truth. All right? You are at the time and place were available to you, and you have recognized within your own conceptual mind identity this offering of the certainty of your perfection. The freedom that you can now feel that is contained in this increasing recognition of yourself cannot be denied by the world. And the reason it cannot be denied by the world is very simply because the world knows nothing of it. You listen carefully to me now. This is a crucial point in this sojourn of yours within time. This is the time where you have asked, okay, within the pertainments of your own mind, in your inability, okay, to gratify your continuing need to represent that body as life and to act out the drama that you came here and that you struggled for existence and that you sacrificed to some sort of God so you could understand your own existence and deny the existence of something that is outside of you. You're at that time and place with me, in your own mind, where you recognize the self of you. This offering from our Savior Jesus, you might as well look at it with me because this is the New Testament. Never mind what you've been told by the establishment. The salvation of the world depends on you changing your mind through being reborn about what you thought you were in the recognition that this world, okay, can have nothing to do with the new discovery you have found within your own heart and mind. The very simple teachings that you will love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your mind, and with all your soul, and you will love your neighbor as yourself, and that's the entirety of the solution. Stop looking for some sort of doctrinal evidence of something else. There isn't anything else. The freedom that you are beginning to experience within your own mind and heart is yours, and it's yours alone, okay, within the entirety of your mind, because you are now going to reject the conceptual idea of yourself that has held you in the bondage of the dark form of death. So what do we have here if we want to really teach it sort of Socratically? It's the idea that you are both a dark and a light form. You are both perfect as you were created, and also a representation of an aggregation of thought forms that you hold together in order to fall apart in the sequential admission that you can no longer exist. What you forgot is that you were attempting to exist separately from what your entirety is. This is the admission of your rebirth in the recognition of the Christ of you that is standing right next to you. Now, the evidence that that is true is contained in the New Testament of the Savior Jesus, who says to you very simply, greater things will you do than I have done. Go you therefore out and heal the sick and raise the dead. He tells you that contained within your own mind is the responsibility for you to decide with him, okay, to follow him. What did he say? Let the dead bury the dead. The guy says, I'll be with you in a minute, Jesus. I've got to bury my family. He said, remember, let the dead bury the dead. You come and join me in the certainty there is no death. Let me show you at this time and place that you are resurrected with me. Let me show you that when any mind in all of the universe heard this message of truth and love and recovered from the mistake that apparently had been made, it was yours. So I'm exposing to you the mind of my Savior Jesus in the recognition that it is my mind along with yours. We have a couple minutes left here in the idea that you are the Savior of the world and that Christ is with you through this transformation of your mind. Let's read for just a moment from the text of the Course in Miracles, the freedom of your recognition of your Saviorship. Listen. Jesus is speaking. If God's will for you is complete peace and joy, unless you experience only this, you must be refusing to acknowledge His will. His will does not vacillate, being changeless forever. When you are not at peace, it can only be because you do not believe you are in Him. Yet He is all in all. His peace is complete, and you must be included in it. His laws govern you because they govern everything. You cannot exempt yourself from His laws, although you can disobey them. Yet if you do, and only if you do, you will feel lonely and helpless because you are denying yourself everything. I am come as a light into a world that does deny itself everything. It does this simply by disassociating itself from everything. It is therefore an illusion of isolation maintained by fear of the same loneliness that is its illusion. I said that I am with you always, even unto the end of the world. That is why I am the light of the world. If I am with you in the loneliness of the world, the loneliness is gone. You cannot maintain the illusion of loneliness if you are not alone. My purpose, then, is still to overcome the world. I do not attack it, but my light must dispel it because of what it is. Light does not attack darkness, but it does shine it away. If my light goes with you everywhere, you shine it away with me. The light becomes ours, and you cannot abide in darkness any more than darkness can abide wherever you go. The remembrance of me is the remembrance of yourself and of Him who sent me to you. You were in darkness until God's will was completely done by any part of the sonship. When this was done, it was perfectly accomplished by all. How else could it be perfectly accomplished? My mission was simply to unite the will of the sonship with the will of the Father by being aware of the Father's will myself. This is the awareness that I came to give you. And your problem in accepting it is the problem of this world. Listen. The world must therefore despise and reject me because the world is the belief that love is impossible. If you will accept the fact that I am with you, you are denying the world and accepting God. My will is His, and your decision to hear me is the decision to hear His voice and abide in His will. As God sent me to you, so will I send you to others, and I will go to them with you so we can teach them peace and union. Do you not think the world needs peace as much as you do? Do you not want to give it to the world as much as you want to receive it? For unless you do, you will not receive it. If you want to have it of me, you must give it away, and you must give it in order to know that it is yours. The happiness that I'm experiencing in reading these words from my Savior Jesus to you are very exciting to me. Will you look at the pertainment of the offering that you were just given? From a mind not in time, assuring you that if you choose at this moment, you can share His mind with Him. The introduction of the idea of the entirety of saviorship from the mind of Jesus Christ is about to be offered to this world. And it's about to be offered through your acceptance of it. Will you look at this with me? In my acceptance of the certainty that this problem could not be solved, that all of my self-will simply bound me to pain and death, was revealed to me a light that I now share with you. That light was a message from Jesus, from my Savior who was with me, telling me of my perfection through His. Okay? How very fundamental this Christian message is, isn't it? But remember that the salvation of the world depended on you being born again in the realization that the Christ mind that He represented was also yours. Thank you for accepting my uncompromising determination of the discovery of your perfection and your resurrection. I hope we see you again. This reminder from our Savior that God is the mind with which we think, that God goes with us wherever we go, so that when we say together, God bless us, everyone, we know indeed that it's true.